As we head into what we hope will be the final bank holiday under these levels of strict restrictions, many people are excited about the freedoms that they will be permitted from May. And Sheila from Navan got in touch with us earlier to let us know what she's looking forward to most.
Good morning, Jonathan and Ciara. What I am most looking forward to is having my granddaughter, Muireann, up for a visit. I miss her so much. She tidied up all her toys this time last year in the press, and they haven't been moved. So it will be good when she does come up. I'm so looking forward to it. And it's great to see us this far.
Ah, that's lovely. And Carol in Dublin has also been in touch with us on News Talk Breakfast this morning about what she's looking forward to when restrictions ease.
Hi, Ciara and Jonathan. I'm most looking forward to being able to give my dad a hug. My mum died last year from COVID and he hasn't had a hug or a kiss from any of his family. We have been able to see him, but he needs someone to be able to put their arms around him. And likewise, I need the same from him. So that's what I'm most looking forward to. And I can't wait until it happens.
Kind of puts it all in perspective, Jonathan.
Those hugs, that we really, really need to get back to hugs. Cry freedom, or maybe we should just whisper it. The muted, nuanced response to our imminent liberation has been interesting, says our next guest, psychotherapist Stella O'Malley, who wrote that in the Irish Independent. Stella, good morning.
Hi there.
We've been talking about this throughout the morning, that everybody's reaction is different. I mean, I'm exceptionally cautious. Others are delighted that we're nearing the end. But you heard there from Carol, like, this, the most important thing is getting to hug her bereaved father. We are all taking this differently.
Yeah, everybody's had a different COVID. So everybody's had a different experience and therefore are approaching it differently. And it's kind of really dependent on what you've come through to what how you're going to respond now. But I think we can start to relax. I think we can start to look forward to a summer, look forward to some joy and look forward to some kind of nice pursuits like hugging her dad, that beautiful clip. And also the woman who was looking forward to Muireann, her little granddaughter, playing. I think some really, really lovely things are going to happen this summer. All the pieces are set up that's what we can look forward to. And I think it's going to be gorgeous, actually.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a summer of memories for the reasons that are obvious. We're going to get to see people. We're going to do things as families. We're going to get together as safe as we can. And the difference between this and last summer was we didn't have the vaccines. We didn't have a potential route out. How important is that in the psychology of what we are going through collectively?
Hugely, because last summer we were a little bit almost hysterical thinking, oh God, it's over. And we kind of knew it wasn't, and it was incongruent because we knew the news was saying something different, but we were being kind of released from jail. And this year it's like actually, you know, resolution has occurred in the form of vaccinations. And as a result, we will be psychologically a little bit more calmer. And it won't feel like we're breaking through the border, and it'll more feel like we can now just start to enjoy things. I do think a lot of us will have a real newfound appreciation of the simple pleasures of life, and that there will be a kind of a shot of pleasure in a lot of people, as not yet, but when it starts to roll out, when people meet their friends or meet their granddaughter or hug their daddy, they'll start to really feel a kind of quite an intense and profound feeling of liberation and joy. And I think we need it. I think we need it psychologically. But I think it's going to be really, really beautiful. It'll be almost like having come through a trauma and just kind of going, I'm through, my friends are through. And for those of us who've had bereavements, there'll still be a feeling of all we have now is to look forward to life, and all we have now is to cling to whatever joy we can have. I think it's going to be really quite profound for a lot of people.
Yeah, I really, really hope you're right, Stella, and we can look forward to a great summer. Well, I know we can, because it can't be any worse than what we've just put down. Stella O'Malley, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That article is in the Irish Independent.
Yes, and lots of you still getting in touch this morning, Jonathan, on that reopening of Ireland, on that easing of restrictions. Kieran says, thank you, Kieran, for getting in touch. Lifting of the inter-county travel restrictions in May means I can pay a surprise visit to my vaccinated mum and brother when they celebrate their joint birthday. towards the end of May. My mum will be 88 and my brother 60. I'll only stay for 2 hours. I will wear a mask because I'm not vaccinated. But to be able to be there in person on the day and not on Zoom will mean a huge amount to me.
Pass them our best when you do get there, Kieran. Here's one. I'm a wedding caterer and I'm catering my first wedding of the year for 6 people this weekend. Make a 7th dinner just in case something goes wrong. You might be out of practice.
I love how you're practical, Healy. Another one says, my plan is this weekend is to put more plants out in my back garden. Yeah, that's kind of my plan too. But
watch the frost. Oh, for God's sake, be careful. There's frost forecast.
Well,
the frost could
kill
those plants.
You really are a worrier, Healy. You're a terrible worrier.